Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that impacts every single one of us. Building healthy relationships to support our overall well-being. Ever feel like you're surrounded by people who just drain your energy? Or maybe you struggle to connect with others on a deeper level? We've all been there, right? Relationships can be amazing sources of joy, strength, and support, but they can also become toxic if we're not careful. That's why I wanted to dedicate this episode to exploring how to build those rock-solid connections that truly nourish our souls. So, let's dive in. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you create healthier, more fulfilling relationships. Number 1. Learn to set boundaries. This doesn't mean being cold or distant. It simply means understanding your limits and communicating them clearly. Think of boundaries as your personal protective shield. They keep you safe and allow for healthy interactions. Think about it this way. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home and mess up your space, right? It's the same with your emotional space. Be clear about what you're comfortable sharing, how much time you can give, and what kind of behavior you won't tolerate. Remember, healthy relationships are built on mutual respect, and that includes respecting each other's boundaries. Number 2. Practice active listening. When someone is talking to you, truly listen. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and focus on understanding their perspective. It's not just about hearing the words they say, it's about understanding the emotions behind them. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you? It makes you feel seen, heard, and valued, right? That's the power of active listening. It builds connection and fosters trust. Number 3. Cultivate empathy. Try to see things from other people's perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say. It simply means making an effort to understand their point of view and where they're coming from. Empathy is a superpower. It allows us to connect on a deeper level and build stronger relationships. Number 4. Be authentically you. Don't try to be someone you're not just to please others. People are attracted to authenticity. They can smell insincerity a mile away. Embrace your quirks, share your passions, and let your true self shine through. When you're comfortable being yourself, others will feel more comfortable around you too. Number 5. Communicate openly and honestly. Don't bottle things up. If something is bothering you, talk about it in a respectful and constructive way. Healthy relationships are built on open and honest communication. Think about the last time you had a big argument with someone. Was it because you weren't communicating effectively? Or maybe you were afraid to be honest about your feelings? By practicing clear and honest communication, we can avoid misunderstandings and build stronger bonds. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're going out for coffee with a close friend. You catch up on each other's lives, share some laughs, and offer support when needed. But then your friend starts talking about something that really bothers them. They seem tense, withdrawn, and you can tell they're struggling. What do you do? Do you avoid the conversation? Change the subject? Or do you actively listen, show empathy, and offer support of your? The choice is yours. By practicing those 5 key takeaways, setting boundaries, listening actively, cultivating empathy, being authentic, and communicating openly, you can transform that ordinary coffee date into something truly special. You'll not only strengthen your bond with your friend, but also nurture their well-being. Remember, building healthy relationships takes effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. When we surround ourselves with supportive and loving people, we create a foundation for happiness, growth, and resilience. So, here's to investing in our connections and creating a world filled with meaningful relationships. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to implement this week to build healthier relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay stoic and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.